my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. We're starting out today's show with a song by Batterix, Enough is Enough. And then we'll be joined by Chase Avoir in Berkeley, California, a vegan animal rights activist.
You can easily judge the character of a man by how he treats those who can do nothing for him.
To speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're featuring worldwide events, including Direct Action Everywhere, Anonymous for the Voiceless, and the SAVE Movement. We are joined by Chase Avoir, a vegan animal rights activist in Berkeley, California. Thank you very much, Chase, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. I appreciate the opportunity. You're such a great activist yourself.
Well, you are amazing, and I'm really excited to hear about all the activities and events going on in Berkeley. So let's start with that.
So we have the official Animal Rights March in Berkeley coming up on October 21st at noon. That's going to be on this upcoming Saturday, so we're all very excited about that. The event page on Facebook currently says about 500 people going, but we still have a few more days to promote the event, so we're hoping to get it up to 1,000, and we're really excited. It's going to be a powerful march. There's a lot of really dedicated vegan activists here in Berkeley, and we're all getting rallied together and getting excited.
I'm really excited about that, too. I was so happy to see that you were sponsoring the official Animal Rights March as well, because I know it was held in London, in Los Angeles, in Miami, New York, and Houston, and Tel Aviv.
Yeah, Tel Aviv, Israel. Yeah, they had 30,000 activists marching, and that, I think, is a record for the animal rights movement internationally, and it was just so impressive to see that many people coming out and standing up strong for the animals, and that's what we're trying to build here in the U.S. as well.
Yes, I'm sure that you'll also have 30,000 activists in Berkeley next year on the official Animal Rights March.
That's what we're aiming for sure, and we've got some Vegans driving down from Los Angeles are going to drive up here to the Bay Area, and we've got some people coming down from Portland, Oregon are going to come to the Bay Area for this march. So we're all really trying to converge and show the strength in numbers.
And it's really important. Very, very important. Yeah. So thank you, Chase, and all of your comrades. And and so it's important because the majority of the population in all institutions continue to refuse to look at what is happening to the other animals in all industries. And so let's talk about Anonymous for the Voiceless.
Sure. Anonymous for the Voiceless is a great organization, another grassroots network where we will set up laptop computers in a public space, a big open area where there's a lot of foot traffic. So we'll set up laptop computers showing animal cruelty videos, showing what happens inside of fur farms or animal testing laboratories or factory farms and slaughterhouses. And then we will talk to them and explain that this is standard operating procedure. And then we'll give them like a leaflet, you know, that has vegan recipes and stuff like that. And we might try to recruit them to come to upcoming events. And it's just a great way to get the dialogue going, get people educated about what's happening.
That's right. And then there's also the SAVE movement. So not only with the activism of Anonymous for the Voiceless with the computers so people can see what's actually happening in all the industries, the violence towards all the other animals, and now we have the SAVE movement for the animals themselves.
Yeah, the SAVE movement is amazing. That's where we actually go to a farm or a slaughterhouse. Usually it's a slaughterhouse where the animals are being transported. They're alive, and they're being transported on a truck from the farm to the slaughterhouse to be killed, like, the next day. And so we will stand outside the slaughterhouse, and we'll actually block the truck with our bodies in civil disobedience. And then we'll take pictures, and we stop the truck for, you know, just a minute or two. And we'll go to the side of the truck where there's holes in the truck so that the animals can breathe. And we'll take pictures of the animals, and we'll take videos, and we'll give them water and compassion and pet them if they'll let us. Sometimes the animals are very scared of humans because they've been mistreated their whole lives, but sometimes they can also sense that we are there, you know, because we're speaking to them very calmly and lovingly, and they're receptive to that. But it's an intense form of activism because, you know, these animals are scared and they're traumatized, and they make eye contact with you, and they're basically asking you for help, you know. So it's more personal than watching a cruelty video, because these animals are right there. And it's frustrating, though, because they're so close, and we feel like, you know, like maybe we can help them more, you know. You know, going to a vigil where we, with the SAVE movement, can help you find other vegans who care about animals and who are taking action. So the more people that are posted up outside of these slaughterhouses, the more attention we bring to the issue. And of course, we film all this and put it up on the internet so people's friends can see, look, this person is going to the site where the animals are being killed and trying to do what we can to spread the word. And that really has an effect on people. And the more people we get to show up outside of these slaughterhouses, honestly, the stronger the chance we'll have of being able to block those trucks indefinitely. Because if we have 1,000 people outside of a slaughterhouse blocking those trucks, honestly, the cops can't arrest that many people. And so we can, you know, and even walk into these slaughterhouses and just shut down the equipment and get media attention, you know. So that's really the ultimate goal of this, is bearing witness, finding the courage within ourselves to come closer to the suffering rather than to live in denial about its existence, but to come closer and to lend some compassion to these victims and to spread the word about what's happening to them, and then to take direct action and try to shut down these slaughterhouses.
That's right. And it's nice to know that the SAVE movement, like Anonymous for the Voiceless and like the Official Animal Rights March, are international events, that there's vegan animal rights activists all over the world who are working for nonviolence, compassion, and radical inclusion, meaning non-discrimination.
Yes, exactly. Your listeners can look up on the internet, Facebook or Instagram or whatever. You can look up the Official Animal Rights March. You can look up anonymousforthevoiceless.org and thesavemovement.org, and you can get connected to a local chapter, because there might be a group of activists already in your town or a nearby town. Or you can go to those websites and find out from other organizers how to start your own chapter in your own city if there's not one there already.
Right, and again, it's so important because it's about love.
Love and justice.
Love and justice, you're right. Right, love and justice. Absolutely. And what we put out comes back. So the more love and justice that extends to the other animals, the more love and justice for the humans as well. So I think that's very important for the general population to understand that the vegan evolution revolution, this work for animal liberation, is of a benefit for everyone on Earth.
Absolutely right.
And I'm really very grateful for you and all of you at the Berkeley Animal Rights Center.
Yes, the Berkeley Animal Rights Center is an amazing community space. It's the first animal rights center in the Western Hemisphere, and we're very proud of it. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary, and folks can check out the Berkeley Animal Rights Center at berkeleyarc.org. Or you can find it on Facebook, the Berkeley Animal Rights Center. And we encourage people to come visit us here in Berkeley if you can, because this is an amazing space where we have activists training workshops, we have parties and potlucks, and we plan protests and outreach events. And it's just a great place for vegans or anybody who cares about animals and justice to come and network with each other and hone our skills and work collaboratively to expand our reach and our power.
Absolutely. And let's hear about DXE.
Okay, great. So I've been working with Direct Action Everywhere, otherwise known as DXE, for about 2.5 years. And similar to Anonymous for the Voiceless and the SAVE movement, DXE is a grassroots network of volunteer animal rights activists. And what we do with DXE is kind of trifold. So one of the main things we focus on is community building, because, you know, being a vegan and being an animal rights activist is a lot easier when you have a group of friends who are dedicated to that same cause. And then we also do open rescue, which is where we will actually go onto a farm. I haven't done this myself, but very good friends of mine do this amazingly brave work of, you know, breaking the law and just going on to a factory farm or into a slaughterhouse and documenting the living conditions of these poor animals who are separated from their friends and their family, and they are mutilated without anesthesia, and ultimately, of course, they are sent to a slaughterhouse at a very early age. You know, the natural lifespan of a pig, just like a dog, is about 12 years, but most of the pigs made for bacon and whatnot, they're killed when they're only 6 months old. And so we've done these investigations many, many times, and we keep finding the same thing. With Open Rescue, we actually take some animals out of that farm and bring them to a vet and then bring them to a sanctuary where they get to live their lives happy, safe, and free like they deserve, just like the dogs and cats we care about. This is civil disobedience. This is nonviolent direct action. This is breaking the law. But Martin Luther King said the truth, which is that unjust laws need to be broken for the sake of justice. So we are not afraid. We're not afraid of government repression or corporate attacks against us. And we're willing to take on some sacrifice for the victims, because it shows how serious the issue is. It shows people how we're walking the walk and not just talking it. It's fighting for truth and justice and doing what the victims need, which is to be rescued.
We're listening to Chase Avier, a vegan animal rights activist in Berkeley, California. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. After this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Chase.
You are listening to America's music station.
WCUW.
What's the deal with this station?
This is community radio. Do what you want to do.
I listen to WAAF, and then I turn the dial, and I get this station, and I'm freaking out.
This is community radio.
You should call right now to support your Central Massachusetts community resource, WCUW. I'm Ross Reynolds. I've been doing pledge drives since the early 1970s. It never gets old, but you know, stations like WCUW always need your support. Make that call and support your radio station, 508 508- 753-2284. Do it now.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're very fortunate to be joined by Chase Avrier, a vegan activist in Berkeley, California. And we'll continue our conversation with Chase as he's telling us about direct action everywhere.
So again, community building and then Open Rescue. And with Open Rescue, wow, we get so much amazing like national media coverage from these actions. Just recently, The Intercept wrote about us. You know, we've been featured in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Fox News even, featuring us in a positive light. It's really amazing because most people in this nation, even animal eaters, are against animal cruelty. It's just that we've been convinced, you know, tricked into believing that slaughter is somehow not animal cruelty. But when people see what's happening, they are motivated to look at this issue more in depth. So we show them what's going on. We show them that there's a community who is working to rescue these animals. With Open Rescue, we don't cover our face with masks. So it's an above ground action. We're not trying to, you know, talk bad about underground actions, but what we're saying is that we say our names in these actions. And if you want to come at us, because what you're going to find if you do is that it's only going to hurt your cause. You know, so we're saying to the government and to these animal abusing enterprises, we tell them, look, if you come at us, the public is going to be mad at you for defending animal cruelty when we're trying to rescue these animals. We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't break any equipment. We didn't do anything. We didn't hurt anyone. All we do is rescue the animals who are being brutalized. And when the public sees this, they side with us, not with you. And so that's what makes the government and these corporations actually afraid to really come at us, because it'll just get more media attention to the issue, and that will topple the system. So we want them to try and come at us, but they're ultimately afraid to do so. They've taken little steps trying to figure out how they can do this without provoking too much attention. So they send the FBI agents to these farms where they actually cut half of a pig's ear off to get a DNA sample to see if it's the pig that we rescued, and scaring the sanctuary owners and volunteers at these sanctuaries. But ultimately, what ends up happening is The Intercept and Glenn Greenwald writes this story about us, and then it got published in Newsweek, and it just gets more attention to our cause. So bring it on, we say, you know? So this is one of the great things about Open Rescue. And then, so in addition to community building and Open Rescue, DXE also focuses heavily on protests. So these are nonviolent protests. We don't hurt anybody, and even in our language, we don't go yelling at people and telling them they're terrible people and shaming them and saying, you know, you're animal killers. We don't do that. We just basically say, look, these animals are no different than dogs and cats. They want to live as much as we do. They have brains and central nervous systems. They feel pain. They have friends and families that they care about. Honestly, these are babies and their mothers, and we cut their heads off for a flavor. And this is not justice. This is oppression. The animals need our help. So please, you know, go vegan and join the animal rights movement. Slaughter is animal cruelty. And so we really do empower a lot of people to take action after these events. This is a way of getting the issue on the table. And like I said, empowering vegans to become activists. Because if every vegan was an activist doing this civil disobedience, these nonviolent direct action, these protests and disruptions, as often as possible with as many people as possible everywhere, then this would become the new norm. Because right now we have a social norm of speciesism, and where everybody turns a blind eye to animal cruelty. And so instead we're building a new social norm of standing up for animals and unapologetically and boldly, and showing the severity of the situation by speaking with urgency and screaming like the animals are screaming inside of these slaughterhouses. So, and we've seen time and time again in other social justice movements that this is an incredibly effective form of activism for building a social justice movement. So we look at the women's liberation movement and all the marches they had and the protests. We look at the gay rights movement. We look at the civil rights movement, which was amazing. Such strong leaders and activists in the civil rights movement here in America. Take Rosa Parks as another great example. She sat in a whites-only section of the bus, and that pissed off a lot of people, just like our demonstrations, our protests really upset a lot of people. And so, yes, Rosa Parks pissed off a lot of racists, but that's okay, because who cares what a racist thinks? Because what she did in the meantime was to empower people who were on the fence to become more active. and inspire copycat actions throughout the nation. We're looking at the sociological research and the history of social justice movements as a way of guiding our actions so that we can be the most effective activists that we can be. So one thing about nonviolence during a protest is that if somebody reacts negatively to our protest, which can be understandable because our protests are very, you know, loud and disruptive, but if they start, you know, yelling something at us, you know, they might say something like, "Oh, you're wearing leather shoes," when of course we're not, we're wearing synthetic leather shoes. But or they might yell something about bacon, or, you know, sometimes, you know, people will get up in your face. And what we do is we don't react to them. We just stay focused on the animals and on nonviolence and on the message that we're trying to convey. And we just stay nonviolent and non-reactionary, and people start to realize, wow, these activists aren't trying to hurt anyone. They're trying to save those who are being hurt, and that we're having compassion not just for the animals, but also for the individuals inside of these stores who are victims themselves. You know, I ate animals for 26 years, and I never really thought about it because this issue isn't talked about, which is why we have to go out and talk about it, and we have to expect that disrupting the status quo is going to, you know, ruffle some feathers, so to speak, and upset a few people, but we have love for them anyways. You know, I used to make fun of vegans, and now look at me. So I would have been one of those people who would have yelled at the activists saying, "Oh, but I love my burger," you know, but people can change. And so we just need to realize that, look, we were brainwashed from infancy. You know, we were fed meat, dairy, and eggs, and told that animals don't matter and that it's okay to kill them. And so we just need to help people get deprogrammed from that. And the best way to deprogram people from that is to educate and motivate. And the best way to do that is to show them what's going on, to tell them what's going on, and to show them there is another way and that there are people who are making this world better for animals.
Right on.
Cool. Wrapping up with DXC, you know, you can go to directactioneverywhere.com in order to find a chapter near you or to learn how to start your own chapter. You know, we're in, like, I think 150 cities internationally, and so there might be a DXC group in your town or in a nearby town. If not, you can start one in your own town, and we'll show you how. Just go to directactioneverywhere.com. And then we have a campaign here that we're working on called hashtag ban meat in Berkeley. And our goal is to ban meat in Berkeley, California by the year 2025. And we think we'll actually do it sooner than that. But we're planning on having Berkeley, California be the first vegan city by 2025. And so what we're trying to do here is mobilize activists to engage in consistent nonviolent direct action, and we're going to change animals from the property status to personhood. There's going to be a change in the law so that animals are no longer treated as property, but rather treated as persons who are deserving of rights, because animals are people. They're just not human people. These are conscious individuals who care how they're treated, just like we are. So, and eventually we're going to get a constitutional amendment for the entire nation, guaranteeing legal personhood for all sentient beings. And we're really looking forward to accomplishing that goal. And, you know, it might seem like it's too ambitious, but honestly, it's good to have ambitious goals because that keeps us striving to achieve something great. But also, if you look at other movements, you can see that massive social change happens at an incredibly fast pace once the right conditions are met. So take the gay rights movement, for example. 30 years ago, there was an activist in the gay rights movement who said, "No, within 30 years, gay marriage will be legal." And people laughed at him. Even people in his own movement laughed at him because it was such an ambitious goal. And yet, look at where we are now. And a lot of that is because of the grassroots network of activists called ACT UP, the protests that they did and the community building that they did, and how they were so unrelenting in their messaging for total equality and total abolition of this oppression and demanding justice, that people started to take the issue seriously. And so that's what we're trying to do here in Berkeley as well, and indeed the whole nation. And that's with nonviolent direct action, nonviolent protesting, just gathering in the streets, gathering at the sites of oppression, whether it's a slaughterhouse or a grocery store or a restaurant that serves the violence against animals and profits off of their exploitation. Getting into the streets and showing people that there is a community that is fighting for justice is what changes society.
That's
and
right.
So that's what we're doing here. So one thing I would recommend to people, if you're able to, move to Berkeley and help us take over this town. And then from Berkeley, we'll take over the rest of the world, or we'll take over the rest of the country, and then eventually the world.
Bravo.
Because what we see, Berkeley is the most progressive city in the country. It's the birthplace of the free speech movement, and where Berkeley leads, the rest of the nation follows.
Exactly. Thank you, Chase. And I've watched many of your videos of all your different types of protests, and I'm very impressed with all of your work. One of my favorite is one of your protests, and you were wearing a kilt. Are you a Scottishman? A Scotsman?
I'm a Scotsman, indeed, lass. No, I wasn't born in Scotland, but I have a Scottish heritage running through my blood.
That's wonderful, Chase. And that's Chase, C-H-A-S-E, and Avior, A-V-I-O-R.
That's correct.
Thank you very much, Chase. You're really great. You're very powerful. And because of you, animal liberation will happen in our lifetime, which will result in cultural transformation and social harmony, freedom, and justice and peace for all. Thank you, Chase. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Marlene. Oh, that was so great. And thank you to your listeners.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye, brother. Bye-bye. We've been joined by Chase Avior, a vegan animal rights activist in Berkeley, California. Chase has a YouTube channel and a Facebook animal activist page, and he also has a Patreon and PayPal account to help support Chase with his full-time vegan animal rights activism. Total love and respect and nonviolence and harmlessness to all the animals, not just the humankind. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.
And that will topple any kind of regime.
I think, therefore I am a vegan. Well, peace begins in the kitchen. We can lead healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives without harming those who share this world with us. Why on earth wouldn't we? Healthy, happy, and fulfilling life without harming those who share this world with us. Why on earth wouldn't we? Oh, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.